Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to segment one of this fourth and final program that I will be doing on WCGA. I've entitled the last four shows of this bigger picture series that we've been doing, It Is What It Is, because as I survey, well, it's the wreckage on this battlefield of what is America now, today, courtesy of Democrats and others. When I see what it's become, I only can just shake my head in terrible sorrow and utter in despair. It is what it is. And so on this last program, I'm going to try to put things in perspective for you, in my opinion, because this is an opinion show. But I believe that I am, well, let's just say I trust my judgment with anybody else's based on my background. My name is Marshall Wood. I'm the host of this program. It's called The Bigger Picture, and you are hearing my words this morning courtesy of WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia, on AM frequency 1100. Wes and Dee Cox broadcast here from a location that's really close to Fort Frederica, where the first Great Awakening in America began in 1735, which impacted the entirety of our then 13 colonies and even shaped the faith system and the politics of this nation going forward until today, this very moment I sit behind this microphone. It's our shared hope, Wes, Dee, mine, all those others that have stood by and listened to this station and will continue to do so. It's our expressed hope that the handful of souls who committed to listen to this broadcast project since it first aired early in April 1st, 2023, will be rewarded at some time, in some time, God grant it, that a fire will be kindled here. Because, as you will hear in a few moments, my words on this station, we're out of time. I've said what I need to do. My body of work of 35 years is complete since Pat Robertson first said something in 1989 on one of his programs that caught my attention and kindled a fire in me. And so this completes the work today. This is my body of work, and these are my final words that Wes and Dee have allowed me to say on the radio station. Let me begin this way. These final thoughts that summarized today began to form in earnest about 35 years ago when there was a comment made by the aforementioned Pat Robertson of 700 Club, and it struck a match near some kindling that I'd been gathering over 10 years before on an important night for me at Altus Air Force Base in Oklahoma in March 1977. I was training to fly a new aircraft, the C-5A Galaxy, in California, having completed 5 years of flying C-141s for about 2,200 hours at McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey. I'd spent a lot of time at Altus before, but this was a special and new time because I brought with me a new awareness of Father God's calling on my life. And in March of 1977, I became a renewed man. My whole interest changed, and I began to gather that kindling that I mentioned just a little while ago that would lead to what I'm saying on the radio to you today. Pat Robertson's words hit me back in 1989 when the kindling was ready to ignite, and he lit the match. And today, you're hearing the final words of a completed understanding. It may well be it is what it is, but we have an enemy that we must fight until the end, which means we must know the enemy. We must know his allies. We must know what he plans to do. And frankly, regardless of what we perceive the outcome to be, we must say, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. As David Farragut said, in 1864, from a Union ship in Mobile Bay. Please bow your heads. Father, as I continue now with the first segment of this final program of The Bigger Picture, It Is What It Is, my completed body of work that you gave me, I believe, beginning in 1989, but which I began collecting even 10 years before that in March of 1977. I ask that no idle words will be spoken, that fruit will be born, and that I will, in fact, defend the foundations, which, if they be destroyed, what will the people do? Be with me and shape my words now, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you for being here with me today. I'm going to begin here, if I can find what I'm looking for, a statement by my son, Michael Wood. Mike is my, well, he's my wingman. And of my six sons, he's the guy that's probably going to take this body of material that I've done over time into the next generation. He's an exceptional fellow. Here's what Mike asked me to say before we begin the program today. Mike Wood's statement is, "Time has expired, but God still reigns supreme. While it may be too late to change the ultimate outcome of this nation, it remains imperative that folks who love this country and what it has largely stood for over two centuries collectively, they counter at every opportunity the influence of the fascio-Marxist party and all its forms of deceit and perversion. Prepare for battle. The enemy will not relent until its power is decimated." Those are great words from my son. I'm proud of that man. He is he's a warrior, as is the other five of his brothers. Well, let me add this now, if I may, to what Mike has said. I have another friend. I'm going to not mention his name today for reason. I've known him for several years. He's the author of a wonderful, wonderful book. And I'm going to read just from the first couple paragraphs of his chapter one. The title of the book is Cultural Cancer, Treating Disease of Political Correctness. And here's what my friend has to say. "For the past several years, American politics have been viewed within the context of a two-party system. Republicans and Democrats have evolved their positions relative to the electorate over time, and occasionally they switch positions. The two-party struggle's very much relevant here in the 21st century, but it is now an ancillary conflict. It is secondary to an ultimate war being waged all across Western civilization between the forces of cultural patriotism and of cultural terrorism. The cultural terrorism referred to is the bizarre ideological phenomena known as political correctness. This truth is not only distinct from the two-party struggle, in fact, as we'll discuss later, they're closely related, but it is important to recognize that the two-party system is adapted to address the phenomena of political correctness and not vice versa. Thus, the anti-American values of political correctness, and that be true, they existed before they became accepted as orthodoxy for the Democrat Party. They've existed for a long time, as my friend says. A conscious decision was made to partner with a treasonous movement for political expediency. The Republican Party's response, lack thereof, to that, has been one of confused bewilderment. They have been frequently tricked into digging their own graves by perpetrating the numerous falsehoods of political correctness. The Republican Party has proven to be weak, clumsy, and largely blind to the crux of a 50-year culture war with an enemy whose tactics they still fail to grasp." And to that, let me add the words of Mark R. Levin in his absolutely fabulous book, The Democrat Party Hates America, beginning on page 329. Let me read this to you. "However, in the end, as I spent more a year researching and writing this book, it became obvious to me that the Democrat Party is a treacherous political organization dating back to its founding, that its obsession is with self-empowerment and societal control, that it has never embraced Americanism, and it is the entity through which and in coordination with American Marxism, self-described progressivism and democratic socialism nonsense, intends to impose its top-down revolution in every way. This reality must be communicated to as many people as possible. In other words, the first step is to identify the autocratic danger the Democrat Party represents without candy coating and without hesitation. It is my deepest hope, that's Mark Levin's and mine, that his book, like Thomas Paine's pamphlet to the early colonist, will help alert our fellow citizens to the existential threat and rally them peacefully to the cause before darkness descends on the Republic. He goes on to say that he doesn't possess the wisdom or assume the arrogance to provide a comprehensive to-do list, but quite frankly, here's his bottom line. The Democrat Party stands for the relentless pursuit of power and control. America was founded on the principle of individual and human liberty and the dispersion of political and governmental power. Folks, the Roman Republic lasted 482 years. Our republic is only 247 years old as the writing of this book. If the Democrat Party succeeds, the American experiment will have failed. End of quote from Mark Levin's book. I hold those views, ladies and gentlemen. I hold those views. And as you'll hear in the next segment, I believe because of what the Democrat Party has done to this nation, as well as the globalist string pullers and those who have bought into their despicable and damnable lies, have brought upon this nation exactly what many great Americans are stepping forward to say, that we are on the brink of a nightmare, if not utter dissolution. I hope you'll come back to segment two as we continue these thoughts on AM 1100 WCGA. God bless you.